Blog Talk Radio.
Praise and hallelujah. Praise and hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worthy, worthy is thy land. Worthy, worthy is thy land. Worthy, worthy is thy land that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worthy, worthy thy lamb, worthy, worthy is thy lamb. Worthy, worthy is thy lamb that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise thy Lord. Worthy, worthy is thy lamb. Worthy, worthy is thy lamb. Worthy, worthy is thy lamb that was slain. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise thy Lord. Worthy, worthy is thy land. Worthy, worthy is thy land. Worthy, worthy is thy land that was slain. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. That was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise thy Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen. We give God glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah, we thank him today. We give him honor and adoration for all he has been doing. We ask God to bless us today, bless everyone today, as many that are coming into this program from all over the world. Lord Jesus, reach out to them by your spirit. And,
yes,
Lord. The Lord and hear the faith and bless the people with your word, oh God. Let your word come forth, bringing salvation, healing, and deliverance and blessings to everyone in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
You, Jesus, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way,
and
Lord
bless
God.
Your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. You welcome, man of God. How are you doing today?
Just blessed, praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we're going to sing a couple of songs, and then you're going to come on. The song, the purpose of the singing is to Welcome the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Way. So we're going to sing. We're going to sing some familiar songs. The song say, "This little light of mine, God has for us today.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Our
Amen.
Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Shalom, our Jehovah Nissi, our El Shaddai. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God.
Yes
Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Lord
yes.
God, we come before you this afternoon, Father, giving you all praise and glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Because
Amen.
There is power in God's word. There is power in the integrity of God's word. Oh,
yes.
That's found in Psalms 107:20. In the matters
yes.
in the mighty name of King Jesus. Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. God's word says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered
yes.
them from their destructions. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Again,
you, Jesus.
He sent his word and he healed them and
Amen.
Delivered them from their
yes.
destructions. Hallelujah. Right here in God's word, he tells you, Jesus says that he healed them. He's a healer. Father God, Jesus is a deliverer. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God. Father
thank
God,
you,
we
thank
you, thank
you
Jesus.
Man.
The seed is the word of God. Luke 8:11.
Yes.
The seed is the word of God. And it reads
yes.
down, the parable is this. The seed is what? The word of God. This is Jesus speaking. If you are reading his word in red print, this is Jesus speaking. There is
yes.
power in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you,
As
Jesus.
Archbishop just sang, we're the light. The word is a lamp and light. In Psalms 119:105, the word
yes.
is a lamp and light. And we can find that in Psalms 119:105. These are all documented in God's instruction manual. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. Oh,
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father
thank you,
God,
Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus revealed himself to be God. The God that we know is Jesus. He is
yes.
the healer. He died on the cross for our sins, our transgressions, and our inequities. He made his son to die on the cross to pay for our
yes.
sins. He's a redeemer of his people. He's so zealous that he shed his blood on that cross as payment for the sins of the world. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank
oh,
you,
Father
Jesus.
God, we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Amen.
Oh, the word is like a hammer. The word quickens.
Yes.
We can find that in Psalms 119:50. We are born again by the word of God. We can find that
yes.
in Peter, 1 Peter 2:3. The word accomplishes. We can find that in God's instruction manual in the book of Isaiah 55:11. God confirmed his word in Jeremiah 1:12. Oh, we can check behind God's word that we find in his instruction manual. You should
yes.
be able to go to his word and read it and know that God's word heals in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Oh,
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God. Father God,
thank
we
you, Lord,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. The word
thank
of God
you.
Is spirit and it's life. Oh, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We can find
Amen.
It in John 6:63. The word of God is what? It's spirit and life. Read it for yourself in the book of John. John 6:63. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh,
Amen.
We can find in God's word that is suitable for correction in 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Oh, the word of God is life. It heals. is spiritual food for us in the name of Jesus. God knows we needed the spiritual food. We can find it in his word in Jeremiah 15:16. And we can also find that fighting in 1 Peter 2:2. Oh, God's word is hidden in my heart. Fighting in Psalms 119:11. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, the whole book of Psalms bring together all of us as Christians in faith. It brings together eternal hope for eternal life. Oh, we thank the Lord God that it is the expression of suffering. Go to the book of Psalms. It brings us all together as a family of Christians walking in the faith. In faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we can look in God's word and we can read his word in 1 John 1:1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Yes.
The thing was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Oh, we need to know that God is life. God is life. It's the truth. The word is true. Psalms 119:106. Oh, we thank the Lord God. Father
thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we must study God's word. We can find that in 2 Timothy 2:15. The word brings us success. Oh, God's word tells us that in the book of Joshua 1:8. The word of God again is spirit and life. Life that's lived more abundantly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, you just got to know. You got to know that there's power in the word of God. It cometh by hearing. Hearing God's word. We can find that in Romans 10:17. Oh, we preach the word of faith. We talked about faith. Last week's word was and topic was on faith. We've taught on that. Go to Romans 10:8. You got to have faith. That's the one war that we must fight. God gave it to us in the size of a mustard seed. In the name of Jesus, the name is called the word of God. Revelation 19:13. Oh, these are all cited in God's instruction manual. The word of God, it stands not for one day. It stands forever. In the name of Jesus. It stands forever. It stands forever. You can find that cited in the book of Isaiah 48. In Isaiah 40:8. In the name of Jesus. The word is water. We can find that in Ephesians 5:26. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, the word is sharper than a double-edged sword. We can find that in Hebrews 4:12. These are not just things that we're talking about the word. This is the integrity of God's word that is incited in his instruction manual. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus, that your word is spiritual food for us, Father. In the matches in the name of Jesus. It's suitable for correction, Lord God. Your word heals us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, that it's like a hammer, Father God. Ickens, Lord. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we are born again, Lord God, by your word, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father, you prepared your word by breathing your word, Lord God, into Oh, Father, this instruction manual that, Lord God, you have given us to lean on, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, because it is spirit and life, Father. In the name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus, that, Lord God, you have already, Father, prepared this instruction manual, Lord God, that contains your word, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. When your son, Father God, Jesus died on that cross, it granted us salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. He was made to sin for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He took back those keys, Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we come before you with praise and thanksgiving, Lord God. In the name, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you raise us up together in Christ, and sit together in heavenly places, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that when Jesus died on that cross, Lord God, he set us free. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the shedding of the blood of Jesus, for the remission of our sins, so that we may live an eternal life, so that our life will be lived more abundantly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we come before you, Heavenly Father, giving you all praise, Father God, giving you all glory, Father, because we know there's power in your word, Father. There's power, Lord God, in the integrity of your word. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father yes. God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, that we have faith in your word, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father. Even the woman with the issue of blood that touched Jesus' garment, she had faith, Lord. She had faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we're walking in faith, Lord God. Father God, knowing that there's power in your word, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father, in the matters, in the mighty name of King Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your hand, Lord God, touch Job, Father. In the name of Jesus, that's faith in knowing, Lord God, that your hand, Lord God, knowing, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there's power in the word. So we thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. When the Lord touched the lips of the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 6, verse 7, we knew, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there was power in the word, Lord God. We know there's power, Father God, in your touch, Father. We know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord God, that, Lord, when you laid your hands on the disciples, Father, did we find in Matthew chapter 17, verse 7 and 8, Father God, we know, Lord, we got faith, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there's power, Amen. Lord God. There's power, Father, in the word. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus, knowing, Father, that there's power in your word, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, you confirm your word, Lord. We know that studying your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know, Father, that from the wisdom of you, Lord God, that there's power in the word. We know that, Father, and we stand on your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you have documented in your word, Lord. As we live and see your word, Father, that you heal us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you got our back, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that you are a provider, Father God. In the name of Jesus, because it's decided, Lord God, in your word. We have faith, Father, in your word, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Father, that faith cometh by hearing God's word. It's cited in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Mashana, mashana, manala. Rhema is spoken through the word of God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, in the name, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Lord God, there's power in your word. Oh, we thank you, Lord. When Jesus touched Peter's mother-in-law in the book of Matthew 8, we thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Power in your word, Father. Oh,
thank
we
you,
thank you, Father. In the name, Lord Jesus. When Jesus touched the blind eyes to be opened in the book of Matthew 20, we know there's power in your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God.
In Jesus'
name
we pray.
Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, we give you our praise. We give you our honor, Father. In the name of Jesus, that through our faith, Lord God, we know, Lord God, there's power in your word. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. In
Amen.
And he was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we know that the word is life, life that we can live more abundantly. We know in the name of Jesus that there is power in God's word. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Bishop. Hello?
Yes.
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. So,
in the name of Jesus.
Bishop, praise the Lord.
Praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you, Lord God.
Hello?
In the
Hello?
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hello?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Hello?
The Lord. Thank you. Thank
Praise
you, Lord,
the Lord.
God.
Praise
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
God will strengthen you and he'll help you because there's power
Amen.
In his word. Oh, Father
Amen.
God, we declare and we decree that Amen. All that was shared in this particular broadcast has already now been received in the name of Jesus. We declare it and we decree it in the name of Jesus. Oh, we
All right.
thank you, Lord God.
Praise the Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hello?
Mighty name.
Hello?
Hallelujah.
Hello? Hello? Bishop Barry?
Yes.
Barry?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Praise God.
So you got to hold on for about 15 minutes. You got to call me again, but the program continues. You just hold on. We're going to have a time of praise now. We're going to have a time of praise, and then we continue with the Word of God again. According to the program, we also have a pastor. Vanessa coming on with praise and worship. Also, we have a team from Nigeria coming up. Is that Daniel and Faith?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Pastor Vanessa, hold on for 1 minute. This is Brother Daniel and Faith from Nigeria. They keyed in, they dialed in from Nigeria. They want to sing one or two songs.
Sure.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And then Vanessa, Pastor Vanessa is going to also sing a couple of songs. And then we will come back to Valerie again to continue the word of faith. We're going to hear the song from Nigeria. Daniel and Faith, are you there? So let's hear your praise and let's hear from you. And then after you start,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you for your goodness. Protection. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Ime, Ime la, Ime la, Ime la, Ime. Eze imela, Jehovah. Aine kelegi, aine kelegi, nasi mama. Eze imela,
the Lord, yes, hallelujah.
Aine kelegi, nasi mama. Eze imela,
Jehovah. Brother Daniel.
Eze imela.
Kabiyosi, Obadogo Baye, Kabiyosi.
Interpret your song in English before you start singing, like, so that the people can understand what you are singing, because they need to understand what you are singing. First of all, you introduce your song in English language, and then you can now sing in the dialect. That way, the audience is international. It's a global audience. They want to understand what you are singing. They want to be able to sing with you.
Yes, Archbishop. Yes.
All right. Correction.
Yes. So, Faith and Daniel, you're going to come in again later on, but we want to hear Pastor Vanessa, what she got, what God is going to say to her, or sing. He's going to sing and the priest, whatever. Pastor Vanessa, we are waiting on you now.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is so good. And we just left out of a 2021 and we're going into 2022, and we don't know what 2022 holds for us, but we do know who holds 2022. Glory to God. Amen. So I want to just minister music this selection. I know who holds my hand. Amen.
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 I don't know about tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
I'm just here from day to day. I don't borrow from sunshine. Does this life make us great? I don't worry about the future, 'cause I know what Jesus can. And today, I'll walk beside him, 'cause he knows what is ahead. There's many things about tomorrow. I don't to understand, but I know tomorrow, and I know you hold my hand.
You got to know who holds your hand today, glory to God. Hallelujah.
I said, I know. Yes.
About tomorrow,
yes.
I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, 'cause it's cloud makers gray. I don't worry about the future, 'cause I know what you want. And today,
yes.
I want to start. But you know what is ahead, maybe about tomorrow, I don't understand, but I know who knows tomorrow, and I know who is my hand.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was gone, but now I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Let's worship you, Lord. Amazing grace. Hallelujah. And my chains are gone. You may be going through, His grace is sufficient. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for Pastor Vanessa. We praise and worship and Daniel and Faith. Before we come back to the praise and worship, we want to hear Bishop Barry Davis once again for the next 20 minutes. Keith's going to continue the teaching on the faith. Let's hear Bishop Barry Davis, His Grace is Sufficient, Global Ministry. Yeah, over to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise Him. Yes. In conclusion to the power of God's word, from what God has laid on my heart, I just want to summarize some of the teaching that God has given us today. And that starts out with, we know the seed is the word of God. We talked about that earlier. We can find that in Luke chapter 8. We know that the word is a lamp and light. And we can find that in Psalms 119, 105. We know that the word should dwell in each of us richly. We can find in Colossians 3:16. The word is water in Ephesians 5:26. We spoke about the word of God stands forever, as Sister Valencia just sang to us, Isaiah 48. His name is called the word of God. We can find it in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. We preach the word of faith. I talked about faith extensively today from the book of Romans 10, verse 8. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God, which we can find in the book of Romans chapter 10, 17. We know that faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We can search the scriptures and God's word and his instructional manual that we can find in the book of John 5. The word of God is spirit and life, which we talked about earlier, in the book of John chapter 6:63. The word brings us success, as we talked about in the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. We must study God's word, and we know that from 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, God confirms his word, and we have talked about that. In two books, Jeremiah 1, verse 12, and Mark 16, the word accomplishes in the book of Isaiah. We're born again by the word in the book of Peter. The word quickens in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 50. The word is like a hammer. We open up with that. The word is true. We find it in Psalms 119, verse 160. And the word heals. It tells us that right in the opening topic script in Psalms 107, 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word is suitable for correction in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and it is our spiritual food, which you can find in Jeremiah 15:16. We must hide the word. We must hide it in our heart. Psalms 119:11. And it's sharper than a double-edged sword. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4:12. Oh, we thank the Lord for his word.
Thank
in
you,
the integrity of the word. How it's
thank
powerful.
You.
And it's cited all through his word. I've shared more than 25 different places in God's word that tells us, that shares with us the power in his word. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. I shared with you how God manifested himself into Mary's womb, and he died on that cross for our sins, our transgressions, and our inequities, taking 39 stripes. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, for your word. It's so powerful. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We speak.
Amen.
It.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith and Daniel. You can give us one or two songs. Then I'm going to come in for a couple of minutes with a word, you know, continuation of the word. Let's hear from Faith and Daniel, all the way from Nigeria. They are praising God with us. Faith and Daniel, let's hear from you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, it is. All the time, God is good.
I want to sing this song. It's a song I will sing it in Igbo, a tribe in Nigeria, and the Yoruba, a tribe in Nigeria, and in English.
All
thank
right.
you for saving me. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Now, the Yoruba, on is this. O Shen Toba mi lo, O Shen Wu. 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 Ibo. Ime ra go po tam, ime la o. Imela zopotam, imela 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 o. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise. Yes, Lord.
Praise Lord.
Yeah. My song is, Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you, Lord. For your word is higher than to edge the sun. You are a consuming fire, fire. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Father, to edge that, you are a consuming fire, fire. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you, Lord. For your word is sharper than two edged sword. You are a consuming fire. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God's word. I'm going to stay there for a couple of minutes. And then Pastor Vanessa is going to come in again. We're talking about the power in God's word. In the word of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus, every name of thou. In the word of God, there is authority. In the name of Jesus. Every name of God, I'm standing on the word of God. Thy word of God is power. Are you standing on the word of God? Thy word of God is power. You are standing on the word of God. Thy word of God is
power.
Are you standing on the word of God? Thy word of God is power. We are standing on the word of God. Thy word of God is power. I am standing on the word of God. Thy word of God is power. Psalm 119:11. Psalm 119:11. King David said it was, "Thy words have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against thee." Very powerful words. When you hide the word of God in your heart, you will find it difficult to sin against God. When you hide the word of God in your heart, the word of God will remind you that there is 10 commandments, there are scriptures, there are rules and orders in serving God. You can't serve God and serve mammon. You can't serve God and compromise your faith. You can't serve God and live in sin. You can't love God and worship God and worship idols. No. The word of God have I hidden in my heart so that I will not sin against God. See, those are very powerful words from King David. In Psalm 119, verse 11, the word of God have I hidden in my heart so that I may not sin against you, which means the word of God helps you to live a holy life. Amen?
Amen.
To live a righteous life, a victorious life, a triumphant life, because the word of God will remind you that we can't live in sin that grace may abound. We can't live in sin that grace may abound. So the word of God is there to correct you. The word of God is there to reprove you.
Bring correction, yes.
Yeah, the word of God is there to revive you, to quicken you. The word of God is there to put you on the right path in the lamp and light, which Bishop Barry just mentioned a few moments ago. The word is the lamp and the light. It shows you direction, tells you where to go, where not to go, what to do, and what not to do. You know, the word of God. We're talking about the word of God. I want to remind you of a scripture here. It says, Jesus casted out the spirit by his word. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, Jesus casted out evil spirits and sicknesses and diseases just by his word. So with the word of God, you overcome the devil. With the word of God, you cast out the demons, you cast out the evil
spirits,
you cast out poverty, you cast out witches and wizards, you cast out every power that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The word of God is power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. I want us to take note of this because the word of God is the only weapon, the offensive weapon of the believer. When we're talking about the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the loins of truth, the shield of faith, the feet shall be mentioned, the gospel of peace. And then in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, he says the word of God is the sword of the spirit. I want us to take particular note of this.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. He says the word of God is the sword of the spirit.
Amen.
You know what a sword is. The sword, you use it to cut. It's like a knife. It cuts. The word of God is the sword of the spirit. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. I want us to take particular note of this because this is very important. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. The word of God is the only offensive weapon of the believer. The word is the sword of the spirit. And you know, a sword cuts both ways. It's sharp. It's sharper. Hebrews 4:12 says, the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word is sharp. The word is sharp. I pieces. Oh, talakabatalabaya. I pieces. In Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was attacked by Satan, Jesus took the word of God. Matthew chapter 4, he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Yes, it hit the devil.
Oh, yes.
And the devil ran from him. And then the same devil came again, the same Matthew chapter 4. He said, Jesus Christ, jump down from the pinnacle. No problem. Everything will be all right. Jesus pulled the word of God again. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He pierced the devil once again. The devil ran away again. He's a stubborn devil. He came again the third time. The same Matthew chapter 4. And the Satan came, he said, bow down and worship me, and I will give you the whole world. Once again, Jesus pulled the word of God. He pulled the word of God. And he hit the devil once again. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. We must worship the Lord our God. That word was pulled out, and Jesus released it.
Yes.
When he released it, he feared the devil again, a third and final time. And that word hit the devil. The devil ran away and never came back. And he just came.
Thank you.
I'm giving it out to the Lord.
Thank
I tell
you,
the word of God is your weapon to overcome. He said they overcame the devil by the word of your testimony and by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
The book of Revelation says they overcame Satan, they overcame demons. The believers, the Christians, the people of God, you can overcome coronavirus. You can overcome
the blood of God.
You can overcome every disease and sickness by the power in the word of God. When you pull the word of God, it is the sword of the Spirit. It pierces Satan. It pierces demons. It pierces the spirit. Pierces witches and wizards. You pull the word of God. And it strikes the enemy. The word of God pierces. It is sharper than two-edged sword. Then it says, it is the sword of the Spirit. So the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. I tell you what. It's a very powerful weapon.
Amen.
The word of God is a very powerful weapon. You got to use this weapon to defeat your enemies. You got to use this weapon to defeat every power that comes against you.
Oh, yes.
We are now in 2022.
Thank you,
the devil wants to come against you, but you must remember the word of God. You must pull out the word of God. And
Thank you, Jesus.
The word of God. There was a time in Texas, if you wear coats in the night, they believe that you have a pistol. You have a gun. There was a time in Texas. I don't know if it's still like that. So to defend yourself, you put your hand in your jacket or in your coat and pull out your pistol. Now this time, when we put our hands in our jacket, we pull out the word of God. When we pull out the word of God, it is written, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Satan,
you
can't put that disease on me.
Demons,
you can't put color in me. Witches and wizards, you can't do anything to me. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Greater is Jesus Christ that lives in me than the devil that lives in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment is condemned. I am the apple of God's eye. God watches over me day and night. I am safe and secure.
Oh, yeah.
I am covered by the blood of Jesus. So when you begin to speak the word, God watches over his word to perform it. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. He says, God watches over his word to bring it to pass. I told you the other day, God honors faith. Now, we are saying in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, say God watches over his word to bring it to pass. So when you speak the word of God, God watches over the word of God that you have spoken. That word of God you have spoken, God will make sure that that word comes to pass in your life.
Amen.
That's why we say, don't speak negative things. Don't curse your children. Don't curse your family. Don't curse your people. The word of faith. The word is merely in thy mouth. The word of faith which we speak. You need to speak words of life, words of healing, words of deliverance. Poverty is not for me in the name of Jesus. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. In the name of Jesus Christ. I am the seed of Abraham. I am blessed and highly favored. You know, you need to speak the word of God. My family is blessed. In the name of Jesus, by his Christ, we are healed. We live in divine health, divine life, divine prosperity.
Amen.
You got to speak the word of God. You got to say what God is saying. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. I tell you what, this word of God we're talking about is God himself.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Because in the beginning was the word, and the word
and the
was
word
with God.
Was, yes.
And the word was God.
Was God. Mm-hmm.
So when you speak the word of God, you are speaking God.
Yes.
You are speaking God into the situation. That's why Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Oh, yes.
So when you release the word of God, you release God. You release Jesus. Jesus is the word of God. So you release Jesus into that situation. And that situation must bow. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, of things in heaven, things on earth,
every
tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
God has given him a name that is above every other name. So when you are speaking the word of God, you are speaking
Jesus.
You are speaking love.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
You are speaking deliverance. You are speaking blessing. You are speaking the anointing. You are speaking favor.
In the name of Jesus.
That is why we want people, especially Christians, we want them, please, don't speak negative things because the devil will pick the negative things you are speaking. The demons, Satan and his cohorts, they will pick the negative things you are speaking and bring them to pass. Because, you know, every good thing comes from God, then every bad thing comes from the devil. So when you speak negative things, you speak fear, you speak failure, you speak defeat, you speak frustration, you speak poverty, you speak negative words, the devil and his demons, they will pick those negative words and they will make sure they bring them to pass. That will not happen in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That will not happen in your life in
not
Jesus' name.
Jesus'
we
name.
Are not going to speak the living word. We are going to speak the word of faith. The word
yes.
of faith is not in your mouth. You got to say
yes.
what God is saying. You got to say
Thank
what
you.
The word of God is saying. When you speak the word of God, God watches over his word to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Give him praise.
Thank
give
you,
him
Lord.
Glory. Yes, I
Thank
speak
you,
the
Jesus.
Word of God right now into the life of everyone hearing this broadcast.
Yes, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Speak the word of God.
The word of God.
In the name of Jesus. Speak the word of God.
I speak life into my family.
Great. In the name of Jesus.
In
my life.
In
the name of Jesus. Speak the word of God.
The
word
of life. The word of generation.
The word of God.
The
word
of life.
In my life.
The word of God is life. The word of God is life. The word of God is
the word of God.
The word of God
is the word
of God. The
word
of God
is the
Thank you, Jesus. And hearing by the word of God, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word, as you are hearing the word, faith is building up in you, and you are getting ready to possess your possession. You are getting ready to take that belongs to you. You're getting ready to claim all your blessings and your prosperity, your healing, your blessings, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name
of
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
By hearing and hearing by what? By the word of God.
By the word of God.
Here, but if it's not the word, it doesn't have any power. God's word has power. So let's make sure
Amen.
That when we speak, that we're speaking whatever the word of God says. I just want to bless you with another selection. And this is He Touched Me. This is one of those old-time goodies. He Touched Me.
Me.
Did he touch you today? Glory to God.
since I left this blessed Savior.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Since he cleansed and made me whole.
Yes.
I am to praise him.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I'll praise the lily Christmas. Hallelujah. He touched me.
Yes, oh, yes, yeah,
he's touching
us right now.
He touched me.
He's touching me right now.
And all the joy that's mine.
Receive the touch of Jesus, your spiritual abode.
Something
happened,
and now I know he touched me, and made me whole.
Jesus touched me whole.
Hallelujah. Has he touched you today? Did the Lord touch you, glory to God? Because I know he touched you. The Bible says that when we speak, we're talking about words today. The Bible says, God said, let there be light. And there was light. Everything God did, he did it by his word. He didn't have to do anything. He spoke. And we're just like God. We're made in his image. So we don't have to do anything. We just speak what the word of God says. And Bishop Barakor was saying, we have to hide that word in our heart. See, we can't just go around and Bible will not everywhere. The Bible should be in our heart. The word has to come out of our heart to our mouth. That's how we get salvation. The Bible says, just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. So we have to open our mouth and decree. We have to open our mouth and declare what the word of God is. You can't go around speaking what you think is right, what you want to happen. You got to say, well, God, you have to be in line with the word of God. Everything Jesus said was in line with his Father. He said, I came to do the will of my Father. Hallelujah. And we have to come to do the will of God. And it's so important when we speak, Lord, let your will be done in this matter in the name of Jesus. Lord, let thine will be done. Because sometimes we can get into ourselves. We can be self-centered and selfish because we're in the flesh, and the flesh wants to please flesh. But the Bible says that when we serve Lord, we have to serve him in spirit. So it's not the flesh has to die and the spirit has to live. So we have to do whatever the spirit is needing us to do. Amen? Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And yes, the devil tempted him, but Jesus came back. What did he come back with? He came back with that powerful sword that Bishop Barakor was talking about, the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. The Bible says, Jesus said, it is written. He knew what was in the Word. The Bible says, my people, my own people, my Christians, the ones who follow me, they perish because they lack knowledge, glory to God. We have to know what's in the Word. Because it's just like going to class and in school, and you're taking a test. You won't pass that test when you haven't studied and you don't know what the questions or the answers to the questions. And see, when the devil comes at you, you got to know what the answer is. When the devil came at Jesus, he knew what the answer was because he had studied the word of God. He had that word in his heart. He didn't have to go look for no Torah. He didn't have to go look for anything. That word was in his heart. He had studied. Then he tells his mother and father, didn't you know I would be in my Father's house? We need to spend time in the word of God. We need to get that word in our heart so we can speak that word when the devil tries to attack our body. We got to let that devil know it is written that healing is a children's bread. It is written that God wants me to prosper, that God wants me to be in health even as my soul prospers. We have to let the devil know that healing is for us. We know that because the word says. When he tried to take your finances, when he tried to bring debt and lack on you, you got to know that God wants you to prosper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to find the word where it tells you that. I wish above all things that I would prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. Glory to God. The Bible says, give and it shall be given back unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto your bosom. Prosper.
Yeah.
That's God's will for you, not lack. And you got to tell that spirit of lack, you get back, because you are not my portion. You got to tell that spirit of sickness and disease to get back, because sickness is not my portion, but health and healing belongs to me. Glory to God. Prosperity, blessings, increase belongs to me. I have a sound mind. Necessary depression when you lose something, lose a loved one, lose a job, lose a house. You tell that spirit of oppression, depression, get back. Glory to God. Because I have the mind of Christ. And the Bible says perfect peace is mine, because I keep my mind stayed on him. You got to know what the word of God says. Because if you don't know, the devil is going to kill, steal, and destroy you. Because that's his mission, to kill, steal, and destroy. So I'm just encouraging you today to get into the word. Get off it. Put that television. Cut it off. Cut the computer off. Cut the telephone off. And get into the word and study. And you notice that every time you get into the word, the phone rings. And somebody wants to come over. Interruptions. He can't stop you, so he tries to intimidate you. He tries to interrupt. He tries to hinder. But you got to know. The Bible says, be not ignorant of the devil's devices. So what you need to do is cut your cell phone off, cut that power off, and just get into the word, glory to God. God responds to our words of faith. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For those that come to him must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder right here in this earth, not in the here and back when we go to heaven. Right now on this earth, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, glory to God. We got to know that God rewards those who follow him, who diligently serve him, and that God responds to words of faith. And I believe that God will come for your words when you speak them, just as he came for Jesus' word. But if you're not saying anything of value, then the Lord won't make a trip for nothing. He ain't coming down here for nothing. He's coming to respond to faith. Faith-filled words draws God to you, not fear, not doubt. First, you got to believe that God exists, hallelujah, and that he has power. He has power to save. Hallelujah. He has power to heal, power to restore, deliver, set free, glory to God. And faith destroys all of those things, glory to God. It draws on the power of God when we speak words of faith, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. When I call on God, I know that God hears me. And I know that God responds to my words of faith, glory to God. What do I have faith in? What do you have faith in? I have faith and know that God hears me, he knows my voice, and he hears me. And I thank God that I can hear from him. And you know, angels are servants of God. You know, in the Bible, in Psalm 103, it says, the angels hearken unto the words of the Lord. So angels, they work for God, but they respond only to his word. So if you're speaking God's word, angels will get up and they'll get on the move for you, and they'll work. And they'll bring God's word to pass in your life, glory to God. We got to know what the word of God says. The angel came in response to Daniel's word. In the book of Daniel, we talk about how the angel was hindered. But God heard Daniel's word because he spoke in faith. And we got to know that we got to speak in faith, and God hears us, glory to God. God always responds to words of faith. So we got to make the words that we have in our life work for us. You don't say I'm defeated. You say I'm more than a conqueror. You don't say I'm at the bottom of the list. You say, no, I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I'm above. I'm not beneath. I'm walking in divine prosperity. This is a confession that I make every day. I said every day and every way I'm getting better and better, spiritually better, physically better, mentally better, emotionally better. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. And no matter what we see, no matter what we hear, no matter what we feel, we got to speak it You know, David said he had to encourage himself. Sometimes these issues in life, because the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of all. Sometimes we got to just know, no matter what situation we're in, that we have to speak ourselves out of it. We got to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Put on some good Christian gospel music, praise and worship music, and begin to worship the Lord and begin to praise him and begin to thank him. No matter what situation you're in, begin to thank him that he's already given you the victory. He's all that you're already a conqueror, glory to God. And you see your way out of this by faith. By faith, it is impossible to please God. I just want to encourage everyone to sound my voice this morning that God responds to words of faith. Get into the word, study the word, what the word is, put it in your heart. Meditate on the word, as Joshua said, and then you will find success. You'll be successful when you meditate on that word. But you have to, he says, meditate and then. So you have to get in the word, meditate on the word, and then you will have good success. Glory to God.
Yes.
No word.
Thank
no
you.
Word.
Thank you, Lord.
The word is what God responds to. The word, now faith is. Right now, faith is. The Bible says the word is nigh you. Where? Even in your mouth. You have the power of God's word in your mouth. Begin to open your mouth and begin to declare what you don't see. Because God did not see light before he came into existence. He called that light into existence. And when there's a dark place in your life,
in
you got to call life into that situation. You got to call life into that situation.
Speak life.
By your word, hallelujah, glory to God.
My relationship with God will be good in the name of Jesus. And he will
bring forth
God's word of big life.
Get that word in your heart.
Righteousness. A good relationship between God and me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Man, I'm going to sing a song, and then Bishop Barry Davis is going to come again. The song is a familiar song. It says, is the Lord a healer? Is the Lord your healer? He sent his word to heal your diseases. Is the Lord your healer? Is the Lord the healer? Is the Lord our healer? It meant it was to heal your diseases. Is the Lord your healer? You are the Lord, the healer of us. You are the Lord, our healer. He sent his word to heal our diseases. He's the Lord, our healer. God is showing me people who are sick in their spirit. There's unforgiveness, there is fear, there is doubt, there is unbelief in their hearts. And there is anger in their spirit. God wants to heal you this moment. And I want you to put your right hand on your chest or put your right hand on your head. Just put your right hand on you. Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I tell you, this program, when we have this program, I tell you, I receive testimony by phone calls, emails, text messages, people getting blessed, people getting healed, all over the world. We receive messages. I tell you, we are not joking. It's not that we don't have anything to do. So we are doing this. That's not it. You tell it, this is a program anointed by God. This is a program ordained by God, set up by God to bless the people. And I tell you right now, at this moment, this word you are hearing is not a joke. There is healing power flowing right now. Wherever you are in any part of the world, I want you to lay your right hand on yourself. Just put your right hand on yourself. Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So you are laying your hands on you, and Jesus is going to lay his hands on your hands right now. I'm going to sing that song once or twice again. And I tell you, healing power is coming to you. Just release yourself from unforgiving spirit, from anger, from hatred, from malice, from racism, racial discrimination. God is training people with all kinds of emotional issues and brokenhearted and people who are going through trauma and fear. The healing power of God is being released through these sermons we have just prayed. I tell you, we didn't come here to waste our time. God has sent us to bring you his word. His word that saves, that heals, that delivers. You got to believe that word of God. Believe his prophets and ye shall prosper. Believe in the Lord and that shall be established. I'm going to sing this song again. And I want you to believe God for your healing right now. Just receive it by faith. He's the Lord, the healer me. He's the Lord, your healer. He sent his word to heal your disease. He's the Lord, your healer. He's the Lord. The Lord, your healer. Yes, begin to receive the healing touch of peace.
All you need is a touch
from the Lord. Yes, he's touching your finances, he's touching your business, he's touching your body, he's touching your soul, he's touching your spirit, he's touching your life.
I like this song because it blesses my heart to know that God is still the same. And whatever he did last year, he's going to do it this year. He's still the same God, and he doesn't change. That's what I love about God. People change. They say they're going to do this and do that, and sometimes they don't come through for you, but God never changes. And what he did, he'll do it again. Amen. It's another year, but still the same God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. I know the night won't last. Your words will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Ooh. Jesus, you're still enough.
Oh, yes, sir.
Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hand. This is my confidence. You never fail me. Yeah. Your promise still stands, oh God. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hand. This is my confidence. You never failed me, yeah.
Never failed me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You never failed me, Lord. You're still the same God. You're still the same God in 2022 as you were in 2021. You're faithful, Lord. Glory to God. Faithful God. I've seen you move, and you're going to move again. Hallelujah.
I've seen you move.
Oh,
you
yes.
move the mountains, and I believe. I've seen you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe. I've seen you do it again.
I've seen you move all kind of mountains, oh Lord.
Yes.
And I believe in 2022, I'm going to see you do it again. Because you're faithful, God. You never change.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And I believe I'll see you do it again.
I've seen you move mountains, oh Lord. Glory to God.
And I believe I'll see you turning again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I'll see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great
oh, yes.
is your faithfulness.
Yes.
Faithfulness.
Yes.
I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. Never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness.
I'm still in your hands. This is my comfort. You never failed me.
You've never failed me. I never will forget.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You've never failed me yet. Hallelujah. You never failed us, Lord. You're still the same
yes.
God. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, towards us. And thank you that we can trust in your word, Lord, because you're a faithful God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Yes. Yeah, we thank God for today. We give God praise, glory, honor, and adoration for the success of today's meeting. Lord, continue to bless your people. Continue to bless every one of us. Protect us from all evil. Cover with the blood of Jesus. Let your angels encamp around us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for everyone who participated. It's a very day. Pastor Vanessa Ali and Daniel and Faith all the way from Nigeria, they called in and so many others that they are on the screen, on the phone, on Facebook, on Twitter, on link. Wherever you are watching this program, I tell you God has blessed you today and you got a new 2022, a prosperous and a victorious, a glorious 2022 right ahead of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you all be blessed abundantly.
Amen.
Share this message to everyone.
Yeah.
And forward this message to as many people all over the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Please forward this message and let the people be blessed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you all for cooperating and participating in this program. God reward you abundantly. In the name of Jesus, Pastor Vanessa Ali, God reward you abundantly and your family
Amen.
And your husband and the children.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus, to
the
everyone
name
of you.
In
the name
Thank
of
you.
Jesus Christ, abundant
yes.
life, abundant life, abundant life. To every one of you, in Jesus' mighty
Amen.
Name.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Until the same time next week, we're going to have it again. The same time next week, call all your friends and everyone to key in and receive all that God has for them. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.